USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With growing attention on the dangers of vaping, especially in young people, the White House has announced plans for a ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar.
No child should ever use a vaping or e-cigarette product.
There have been 6 recent deaths connected to vaping, and hundreds of breathing illnesses have been reported.
That's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it.
The president said the First Lady is very involved in the ban. The American Vaping Association is against the proposed ban. Spokesperson George Connolly.
A ban is not going to stop drug dealers from selling THC cartridges with dangerous chemicals in them.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lawmakers have sent California's governor a bill to allow athletes at state colleges to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. The action sets up a confrontation with the NCAA that could jeopardize the athletic futures of powerhouse programs like USC, UCLA, and Stanford. Divers have found the body of the last missing victim from the dive boat fire off the Southern California coast. 34 people lost their lives in the fire. A football star is now being accused of sexual assault. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The New England Patriots are back on the practice field on Wednesday, but it's uncertain whether newly signed wide receiver Antonio Brown will be on the field. The defending Super Bowl champs had the day off Tuesday, the same day a woman filed suit against Brown, accusing him of raping her. Brown has denied the allegations, and the NFL and Patriots are looking into the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The audio recording that captures the final moments of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi provide new insight into his death at a Saudi consulate in Turkey last year. On the tape, conversations are heard about how to dismember Khashoggi's body and whether to use bags or suitcases to get it out of the building. Khashoggi went to the consulate to pick up required documents needed for his wedding. Saudi officials said Khashoggi's death was caused by a rogue Saudi group. According to the transcripts, Dr. Salah Muhammad Trubeji, the forensic head at Riyadh's General Security Department, said, "I know how to cut very well. I have never worked on a warm body, though." Khashoggi says, "There's a towel here. Are you going to drug me?" They answer, "No, we will put you to sleep." He then says, "I have asthma. Don't do it. You will suffocate me." Those are the journalist's final words. Members of the purported hit team are presently on trial in Saudi Arabia. Khashoggi's remains have never been found. Billionaire oil man T. Boone Pickens died of natural causes at the age of 91 at his home in Dallas. Pickens had a fall in 2018 and had multiple strokes prior to his death. Pickens donated more than $1 billion to charity throughout his life, including joining Bill Gates and Warren Buffett's The Giving Pledge initiative, which is aimed at philanthropic spending. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.